The government has released dozens of documents that revealed disputes between the FBI, the Pentagon, and intelligence agencies over interrogation techniques. Some of the documents show that detainee abuse was still going on even after the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal erupted. A federal judge ordered the material handed over to civil liberties groups who had filed Freedom of Information Act requests. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The newly released documents include internal memos, reports, and interviews with detainees being held at U.S.-run detention centers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Among the documents are allegations of abuse by a top-secret American military task force, known as Task Force 626. One of the key documents is a memo written by Vice Admiral Lowell Jacoby, the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He is the highest-ranking officer known publicly to have voiced concern about abuse, and his organization often works in tandem with a special force task unit he complains about. In the memo, Jacoby says his staff regularly observe members of the task force mistreating detainees at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. Anthony Romero, the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, says the descriptions of abuse in the memo are stark.
Prisoners arriving at the temporary detention facility in Baghdad with burn marks on their backs, that some have bruises and some have complained of kidney pain. That they talked about one prisoner being punched in the face to the point that the individual needed medical attention, and that the record of treatment was not recorded by the Task Force 626 personnel.
The memo makes it clear that the DIA staff were also threatened by members of the task force if they talked about what they saw. Jacoby's memo was sent to Stephen Cambone, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. Chief Pentagon spokesman Lawrence DeRita says that the commander of the task force had already initiated an investigation of potential detainee abuse even before Jacoby's letter was written. DeRita says those involved with the abuse were punished.
Four individuals received administrative punishments for excessive use of force. In particular, I'm advised that it was the unauthorized use of taser. Additionally, all four were reassigned to other responsibilities and two were removed from the unit.
The newly released documents also reveal some heated debates between military intelligence officers and the FBI about severe interrogation techniques used at the overseas detention centers. One memo written in early May recounts a meeting between an FBI agent and two high-ranking military officers running the prison at Guantanamo Bay. The FBI agent, whose name is redacted, argued that you don't get better results by using harsh interrogation tactics. The ACLU's Romero says the document gives a clearer sense of the FBI's relationship with the military.
You have this rift between the FBI and the Department of Defense that had not come to light before. That, in fact, you had some of the FBI agents who were raising serious questions about the interrogation practices. That was very much kept in the shadows.
But Pentagon spokesman DeRita says the Department of Defense maintains a policy of transparency and will investigate any allegations of abuse.
I'm in no position to predict whether other people will violate rules and procedures in this department of 2.4 million people, but I am prepared to postulate that it's possible. And if that happens, we will do our best to pursue them aggressively and disclose it when it's appropriate.
The ACLU and other organizations are still negotiating with the government to obtain more documents about possible abuse, interrogation techniques, and policies. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.